Hi, I'm Jeannie. I'm going to make this very short. I lived with someone in, I shared a house with someone in Boston, and on his birthday every year, his mother would call and say, "Thanks for coming to live with us." As Dave's birthday just passed, it was the one thought that I had, and Faith and Peter, thank you for bringing Dave to live with us. It was abbreviated, but it was very, very rich. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm one of apparently many girlfriends that Dave had. The special thing that Dave and I shared is we both suffer from depression, and my last visit with Dave was in September, and I brought my daughter to meet Dave, and to this day, she's still trying to figure out that hot dog and finger trick in the back seat of the car. But Dave told me, first let me start. I walked into the shop. He was on the telephone, and almost immediately he dropped the telephone and just welcomed me with the most all-inclusive, through-the-body hug I'd ever felt in a long time. And I knew that was because we shared an understanding of our illnesses. And then later, when we were talking in the kitchen in the house, he told me what was to come. And I knew he was serious. I've always known how serious he is. But he's also a very loving, kind person. And I think, as many men and women know, he's very kind, compassionate, silly, and ever the child inside to help him deal with the pain of being an adult with mental illness. But I just wanted to share that and make sure that everybody remembered what a loving person he was. No matter what the wit and the charm, that's, I think, another thing that especially his mother knows, is that he was a loving, loving person. So thank you.
Anyone else?